This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Congress began a lame duck session today, intending to finish a stack of overdue spending bills. But the focus in the U.S. Senate was on coming fights over the federal judiciary. Religious conservatives are pressuring the Senate to deny the Pennsylvania moderate Arlen Specter the chairman's seat on the Judiciary Committee. NPR's David Wilna reports from the Capitol.
Ever since the day after the election, when Senator Specter declared that the Senate was unlikely to approve a Supreme Court nominee opposed to abortion rights, there's been an outcry from groups on the religious right. You could hear it today at a prayer vigil outside the Senate office building where the Judiciary Committee meets and where Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist has one of his offices. The Christian Defense Coalition, an anti-abortion group, organized the protest. Reverend Patrick Mahoney is its leader.
We want to send Senator Frist a powerful message. If Senator Specter becomes head of the judiciary, it is a betrayal and a slap in the face to millions of pro-life Americans who worked to help reelect this president and get a 55 Republican majority in the Senate. It is a betrayal.
Inside the Capitol today, Specter met with the Senate Republican leadership to plead his case to become the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, the panel in charge of screening all of the president's judicial nominees. Later in the day, Specter also met with all the Republican members of the Judiciary Committee and its current chairman, Orrin Hatch of Utah. After that meeting, Hatch said he believed Arlen Specter would be the next chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
All 10 of the committee members were there, plus the majority leader, And I think we had a thorough vetting of people's feelings and ideas, and I don't believe any of them were opposed to Arlen at the end of the meeting.
The GOP leadership may yet wait until the 109th Congress begins in January to finalize the judiciary chairmanship, but many members would like the matter resolved now. Majority Leader Bill Frist has shown how important he thinks the judgeship issue will be by saying he may try to strip the Democratic minority's right to filibuster judicial nominees. Nevada's Harry Reid was elected today by the Democratic caucus to be the new Senate Minority Leader, replacing Tom Daschle, who was defeated for re-election. Reid warned his GOP colleagues not to meddle with the filibuster.
And what the majority in the Senate must understand is they will not always be in the majority, and they'd better be very, very careful what they do. I think they would be making a huge mistake to try to mess with the rules that are standing now in the Senate.
And the new minority whip, Illinois' Dick Durbin, added that Republicans risk big problems if they change the rules.
When you close down the rights of the minority, then quite honestly, it makes it much more difficult to have a cooperative working relationship.
At the center of the fight over judicial nominees is the prospect of a Supreme Court nomination coming up soon, a nomination the Senate would have to confirm. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.